Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word this evening, the sixth Wednesday in the season of Lent, is our lesson read just a moment ago for you, Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And we are continuing with our sermon series during the season of Lent about the collects, or the prayers, the appointed prayers for the season of Lent. And the appointed collect for this coming Sunday, Palm Sunday, goes like this. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience, and be made partakers of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now, like all of the Sundays in the season of Lent, this coming Sunday has a Latin name. The name is pretty straightforward, Palmarum, which in the Latin means of the palms. And we remember the first Palm Sunday, when people spread palm branches on the road, even their cloaks on the road, before the Lord Jesus as he entered the city of Jerusalem. And they were praising the Lord with loud voices. No doubt some of them shouted a word we're very familiar with, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, actually two words, praise the Lord. And we know for a fact that they shouted Hoshiana, or Hosanna, which means, O Lord, save. But the people of God have been shouting that ever since there have been people of God. We have been praying it, we have been pleading it before the Lord, we have been crying it out with tears in our eyes, tears for ourselves, tears for other people. We have said over and over again, Hoshiana, O Lord, save. You find it all throughout the book of Psalms, especially King David's Psalms, like Psalm 32. He says, Lord, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Now, several hundred years later, things hadn't changed very much. And the prophet Jeremiah said much the same thing that King David said in Psalm 32. Jeremiah chapter 9, where our lesson for tonight comes from. But it begins, the chapter begins with Jeremiah saying, Oh, that I had in the desert a traveler's lodging place, a hiding place, that I might leave my people and go away from them. And why? Well, he said, they are all adulterers, a company of treacherous men. They bend their tongue like a bow. Falsehood and not truth has grown strong in the land. They proceed from evil to evil. They do not know me, declares the Lord. Therefore, let everyone beware of his neighbor, and put no trust in a brother, for every brother is a deceiver, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Everyone deceives his neighbor, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity. They heap oppression upon oppression and deceit upon deceit. They refuse to know me, declares the Lord. And so once again, they do not know me, declares the Lord. They refuse to know me, declares the Lord. What you see there pictured is a land and a people without the imprint of the Lord on them anymore. And while they think themselves to be free, you see the truth, how actually ugly it can get. And so Psalm 11 asks a question. It says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can they do, the people of God? Well, in times like these, times that can become terrible without the imprint of God, you have to choose your weapons wisely. Thus says the Lord, tonight's lesson, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Now, you might want to boast in your wisdom because, after all, let's be honest, you've always been smarter than everybody else. You've always been quicker to size up the problem, always quicker to work up the solution, more clever than all those slow pokes. But the Lord says, wrong weapon. Set it aside, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Again, thus says the Lord, let not the mighty man boast in his might. And you might want to do that because, after all, you've always had more determination than others. You've always had a stronger will than them. You've always had little patience for weak people who whimper and fall by the wayside while you push your way through. But again, the Lord says, wrong weapon. Set it aside. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Well, once again, thus says the Lord, let not the rich man boast in his riches. And maybe that applies to you. Maybe you've set aside plenty for a rainy day, plenty to take you through any rough patch, plenty to protect you from any disaster. And the Lord says once again, wrong weapon, set it aside. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. Weapons like these aren't much good in terrible times, when the imprint of the Lord is fast fading from society or from the world. And those kind of weapons aren't good enough, honestly, even in comfortable times. Because you know the human heart, you know your own heart. When things get easy, when things get smooth, when things get comfortable, you very easily turn to other things rather than the good Lord. And so tonight's lesson, Jeremiah 9, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Boast that you know the Lord. Boast that you understand the Lord. Now that may seem like too big a boast, because how does anybody understand the Lord or know the Lord? And honestly, that's very true. You can hardly know the Lord just looking up at the sky and seeing the stars and the galaxies and all the things that go on there. You wouldn't know the Lord from that. You can't know the Lord from studying and studying and studying and gaining all wisdom and understanding and things. There's actually no place in human power where you can know the Lord. But there still is a place where you can both understand and know him. And that is two pieces of wood crossed over each other, where the Lord Jesus suffered for your sin, where the Lord Jesus paid for your sin. Because when you look at that cross has a message for you. It says, I am the Lord who practices steadfast love. And what greater love is there than what Jesus did for you on the cross? You look at that cross and you hear God's voice. I am the Lord who practices justice. Because what greater justice is there than when sin and evil are punished rightly, as they were on the cross of Jesus? You hear the cross speaking, I am the Lord who practices righteousness. And what is more righteous than a God who gives you his righteousness, gives righteousness to sinners, something you could never achieve on your own? You look at the cross of your Lord Jesus, and the people of this world who did it, none of them called him wise when he was up there. None of them saw him as being mighty or powerful. Even the little riches that he had, his seamless robe that was taken away from him, the soldiers gambled for it. And yet without wisdom or might or riches, the book of Hebrews reminds us that Jesus became the source of eternal salvation for all who listened to him, all who hearkened to him. And we do listen to him. We do hearken to the Lord. And we listen to and hearken to the message of the cross, that full justice was done, but also full righteousness was given. Jesus took your sin, and he gave you his righteousness, that you might be able to stand before the Lord, your heavenly Father. And so as people saved by that cross, we also pray the collect for our coming Sunday, Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience, and be made partakers of his resurrection, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.